Greetings. This is WTIP News from Wildersmith on the Gunflint. Happy New Year, everyone. We at Wildersmith hope your holiday season has been peaceful and rewarding. So we're trekking off into 2015 with wishes for renewed efforts toward a more tranquil world and new dreams of prosperity, respect, and equality for all. Let's face it, the past year just hasn't been a blue ribbon accomplishment for much of civilization, the good old USA included. It's great to be back in Gunflint territory after spending the Christmas week with kids and grandkids in Iowa. Where I was in Iowa, their holiday time was quite spring-like, with no snow cover, warm temps, and off-and-on rain showers, definitely not winter or Christmassy. Those southerly conditions got me a little worried as to whether our winter character might have taken another big meltdown hit while I was away. Needless to say, I was relieved to find the beautiful white landscape was pretty much intact as I drove to top of the hill over Grand Marais when returning. Although little precipitation was added during my absence, while keying this week's scoop this past Monday morning, a breath of old man winter sent the mercury skidding to 25 below in this neighborhood. Guess we're pretty lucky up this way, as the cold season ambience is a sham in many places throughout the Northland, and especially along the Superior Shore. Perhaps Father Winter will shake loose with some white enhancement while plowing into this new year. We need more for sure. Nevertheless, area folks dealing in snow business activities are finding that what we have is enabling visitors to enjoy their time of wafting wood smoke from a cabin stove, cracking sap in frozen trees, whispering air through the pines, and screeches from shifting lake ice. Shortly before the Smith departure southward, our Northwoods holiday spirit was enriched with a second pre-Christmas concert, and it occurred right here on the shore at Wildersmith. The serenading exposé was not as elegant as the annual Borealis Chorale of early December presented in Grand Marais. Nonetheless, it favored an impromptu, natural expression of border country magic for the season at hand. This choral group featured the Gunflint Loon Lake Wolfpack. Usual howling experiences last only a few precious moments. However, this time, the performance continued for better part of one half hour. Tenor and bass voices may not have been in perfect harmony, but the spirit of their moody blues was one to behold. By coincidence, the timing of this howling experience, December 17th, came about on the same night when the Gunflint Lake took on its winter coat. On the breast of new-fallen snow and temps well below zero, it almost made one wonder if there might have been a celebratory spiritual connection between Ice On and the Candid Lupus sing-along. Hearing this gathering was so filled with energizing adventure. In spite of not being on the same wave of communication with Brother Wolf, I felt in tune with their call of the wild. On a final note, it is with sadness I report on the passing of another early Gunflint Trail resident. Lawrence Woody Wooding passed away on December 11th in Sarasota, Florida. He was 96. Mr. Wooding was a property owner on East Pope Lake. He lived in what once was the former Gunflint Post Office along County Road 92 during the early 1950s, having purchased the place from then-Postmaster George Stapleton in 1953. Gunflint community condolences are extended to his surviving family. This weekend finds us rejoicing in the full wolf, Great Spirit Moon. It seems implausible we can be celebrating so many happenings all at once. The beginning of a new year, a full moon, a two-week-old winter season, the Gunflint Mail Run Dog Sled Race, and the topper receiving the first 2015 seed and plant catalog. This is too much excitement for an old geezer. This is Fred Smith at Wildersmith on the Gunflint, and that's all for now. keep on hanging on, and savor this new beginning.